Bavakama Perek Tes Mishnah Ches 9:8, really a straight continuation of the last case of the previous Mishnah, where we had a Shomer Chinam, who was doing someone a favor, watching his item. I said a granola bar before, and then it goes missing. So, the previous case was if the Shomer claims that it was lost. This case for Mishnah is going to say, what happens if the claim is that it was not lost, but rather it was stolen? And the answer is, based on Psukim, if the claim is it was stolen, then there now is a kafel payment. The liar, the thief, there had been Shomer, doesn't just pay returning what he stole, but he also actually gives the kafel. He pays another, whatever at the time he stole it, whatever its value was, he has to pay that again. That's enough from Psukim. He's like a quasi-ganav, and it's a drush from Psukim like that, like a normal ganav would have to pay. So that's what our Mishnah says here. It says inside, Heichan Pikduni, the depositor who had given the Shomer Chinam the granola bar to watch, says, where's my granola bar? Amrlo Nignav. And now the watchman claims it was stolen, as opposed to the previous Mishnah where he claimed it was lost. If he claims it was stolen, and then the guy who gave the granola bar from Tim to watch says, Mashbi acha ani, I adjure you, I put you under oath, swear to me that you don't have that granola bar. Va'amar amen, he says, yeah, it's true, it was stolen, I swear. Va'edim me'idin oso she ganavo, and then the witnesses come and they say, nope, guess what, he stole your granola bar. So then, Mishalom Tashlumei Chefel. Then the thief will have to pay not just one granola bar, but two granola bars back. And because, again, as learned out from Sukkim, he is like a thief, and he claimed theft, and therefore he has to pay like a double payment. If, however, instead of, prior to, in other words, the witness is coming and busting him out and saying, no, you stole the granola bar, and he fesses up that he lied, it wasn't stolen after all, he admits on his own, then Mishalom Karen V'chomish V'asham, then instead of paying back a kafel payment, so he admitted that he lied under oath, swearing falsely, and therefore he has to give back what he stole, and then in order to get atonement, he gives back the chomish payment, and then can bring this asham gazelos. An interesting twist: if first the witnesses came and busted him out, and then he admits he took it, then he, strangely enough, will pay neither the kefil nor the chomesh. And the reason for this is kind of technical. The bottom line is that you can only be liable for either one or the other. And since he essentially has both obligations kicking in, the witnesses made him liable to the kefil. His admission makes him liable to the chomesh. Basically, long story short, he'll bring neither. So meaning he would return the object, he fesses up, and he doesn't pay kefil, but instead he does have to bring an asham gazelos to try to achieve atonement.